for the second week in a row, we are reminded by Jesus and given the absolute gift of the resurrection. Jesus says, "Peace be with you." He invites us to this peace, and it's a peace that we can only truly understand and experience if we do so transcendent of the world. As a perfect example for this, I think we have to look at the reading from the Acts of the Apostles. By the world's standards, Peter would be simply labeled a hypocrite and written off when he stands before the crowds and accuses them of denying Christ. He himself denied Christ 3 times. He stands boldly before the crowd and accuses them of putting to death the author of life. When he was there, and he didn't do anything about it. So the peace that Peter experienced in his forgiveness is exactly the kind of peace that God wants for each and every one of us. If Peter didn't understand and believe and know, not just in faith, but in his heart, that Jesus Christ's resurrection expiated his sin, there would be no way he would have the boldness and the power to preach this good news. And it is indeed good news that he is preaching, because he is encouraging everyone to do what he did: believe in the expiation of our sins. Accept the reality that God wipes them away through Christ's resurrection. They're wiped away. They're not covered over. They're not smeared. They're not pushed aside. They're wiped away. They don't exist anymore. If we can embrace that innocence when we hear God say, "I absolve you," we become empowered. We become emboldened. We become repentant. There was a time in my life when I really believed, I don't need to tell my sins to another person. God will forgive me. I was lying to myself. And a perfect example was shared with me by somebody very special in my life, who also happens to be a very fine and talented businesswoman. She was recounting a story about an intern who was working in the insurance industry, made a mistake, but didn't want to share that mistake with their boss. The intern went back and looked over the procedures and tried to relearn where he had made the mistake, but by then it was too late. The mistake was already out the door and in the hands of the client. So when the boss discovered the mistake, when it came back and embarrassed the company, the humiliation spread from just the intern making a mistake to the humiliation of the boss, to the humiliation of the company. I think that's a great example of the value of the sacrament of reconciliation. It's easy for us to think to ourselves, God is so merciful that he will and has forgiven my sins. Therefore, I don't have to tell anyone. I can just go back to the procedural manual. I'll look at Scripture. I'll look at the Ten Commandments. I'll relearn what I need to do to be a good person. But I won't tell anyone what I've done wrong. Unfortunately, if we play that game, we are actually holding on to our shame. We are holding on to the mistake. And it's only a matter of time before that mistake will not just cost us, but cost someone else. And so the real value of reconciliation isn't to be humiliated. The real value of that sacrament is to humiliate ourselves in a moment of sinfulness, in a moment of honesty, to seek counsel, and to hear the words, "I forgive you." Now, God is all powerful, so our sin can't change him. When we sin, God does not become less. But we do. And that's why when God is able to forgive us, he is powerful enough to forgive and to forget. We have to find and harness that same power. That's exactly what Peter was able to do. Peter was able to recognize that God had forgiven and forgotten his transgressions. And so he could forget that transgression, and he could be empowered to go out and preach the gospel. We're entitled to that power. We're entitled to that forgiveness. But we have to be willing to let go of the shame. And the sacrament of reconciliation is meant to provide us with that opportunity. Today, we come to receive Christ in the Eucharist. That Eucharist empowers us as well. But the church, with great wisdom, says we need to celebrate the sacrament of reconciliation, at least in this Easter season, this season of profound forgiveness. But we're encouraged to celebrate the sacrament more often than not. And we're discouraged from coming to receive the sacrament when we're in a state of profound separation from God. But the gift of reconciliation is available to us. It's available through Father Carl and Monsignor Max. It's available to us from priests throughout the Archdiocese. And I would encourage you to take it seriously. Consider well who might be the right person to serve you as a confessor. Because it's not just about stopping in at a filling station. It's really about empowerment. It's really about freeing yourself from the burdens of your own sinfulness. It's really about hearing Jesus Christ in your heart of hearts when he says, "Peace be with you."